Morris Day. Letting those innuendos fly. Of course, I had to play the dog walking PSA. Did I fool you thinking that that song was over? Did I? That song wasn't over. I just knew I had to turn it down and do a PSA. But I knew Morris Day wasn't going to wait around for me. So, you know, I just went ahead and cut him off just a little bit. I hope he's not mad. Morris Day right there at the time, back in 1982, that wonderful album was released. What time is it? Well, my friends, it is midnight. It is the midnight hour. Bubbles in the think tank, and you are tuned into 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your guest host, Ryan D. That was the first hour of Bubbles in the think tank. I hope you enjoyed my little educational fun piece about time and daylight savings and falling back. And remember to turn your clocks back. Happens at 2 o'clock this morning. When you wake up, it's not going to be the time you think it was, even though you think you're ready for it. I'm going to wake up tomorrow and go, why didn't my coffee pot go off? I prepared for this, obviously not to my fullest extent. I'm going to forget when I get home. But I'm saying it out loud to the universe, to myself, and to all of you. Set your clocks back. It is that time, my friends, for Radio Obituary, when we say goodbye to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Melinda went on a Radio Obituary free fall there for a couple of weeks, talking about all the people that have passed away. Just keeps on happening. It's time. You know, it's time. So, there's still more. Even after all that. So let's get into it. Went through the old list that the wonderful Belinda keeps updating for all of us. And just have a handful, because there's still more. There's still more happening right now. Let's say goodbye to the one and only, the legend himself, Robert Evans. He was 89 years old, legendary producer. Just think of the movies that Robert Evans produced. Think of the life that he led. He made a documentary about him, which he narrated. That's how cool he is. He's like, yeah, you could talk about my life and all the craziness I did and all the times I was married. Seven times, Robert Evans was married. All the crazy stuff that he did, all the great movies he produced. He was the last great, true movie producer star. He was a star. Even though he was a producer, he was still one of those big major presences in Hollywood that you don't really see much anymore. There's not really a Robert Evans. Think about the people who are producers now. You know, the ones that, I guess, you know, there are some that aren't, you know, scummy. But think of the ones that are, I can't think of anybody that's as cool as Robert Evans was. He was the last of the great stars of Hollywood, even though he was a producer. He did try to be a movie star for a little bit, but that didn't work out so well. So he went the other route. Anyway, he passed away, age of 89. He left behind a legacy of movies that he produced, including one of my favorites, The Odd Couple. So here's to Robert Evans, kicking off Radio Obituary. With Neil Hefti, Odd Couple theme.
a couple. They're never seen alone, so they're known as the couple. As I've indicated, they are never quite separated. They are peas in a pod, don't you think that it's odd? Their habits I confess, none can guess with the couple. If one says no, it's yes, more or less with the couple. But they're laugh provoking, yet they really don't know they're joking, don't you find? When love is blind, it's kind of odd. Don't you think it's odd? Don't you think it's odd? Don't you think it's odd?
I say,
he says,
you know what I mean,
he's me,
you know what I mean,
he's me,
I say what I mean,
that's true,
I mean what I say,
he do,
I'm so mean, I had a dream of beating myself up, I broke my nose, I broke my hand, I wrestled myself to the ground and then took myself to death and broke the joke. Hey, that's a mean, a mean, a mean, you know what I mean.
He's mean.
I practically lost
the fight of his life.
And it took me all night.
All night.
But I came out all right.
All right.
Because I'm so mean.
Looks around, picks up a target,
and completely demolishes a whole building with one.
Gee, that is tough, you know?
Better than that.
I mean, you know what I mean. If you know what I mean. If you know what I mean.
He's me.
the one and only Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Nine Tonight, name of that one right there, off of the soundtrack to Urban Cowboy, one of the many, many classic movies that the one and only Robert Evans produced, along with Rosemary's Baby, Love Story, The Godfather, Chinatown. I mean, come on with all of that. Whew. Popeye up ahead of that. Popeye with Robin Williams, Shelley Duvall. It was a weird, weird movie, but I still enjoyed it. Off the original soundtrack to Popeye, I'm Mean, was that what I played for you? Not couple theme, legendary movie. Love that movie. And that was performed by Neil Hefti. 1968, it was the Odd Couple theme. One, part one anyway, on the radio obituary for Robert Evans, passed away, age of 89. Thank you for all of your movies. They will live on forever, as will you, of course. Let's get back into it. Another legend, this time in TV. He was a screenwriter, he was a playwright. I'm talking about Bernard Slade, who also passed away recently at the age of 89. Again, he was a screenwriter, created sitcoms. Some pretty well-known sitcoms. Let me throw a few at you, see if you know what I'm talking about. The Flying Nun, Sally Field, come on. The Partridge Family? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Let's say goodbye to Bernard Slade. The way we do here in Bubbles in the Think Tank. Radio Obituary. Here's a Flying Nun.
Swallow.
Now, that song is going to be stuck in your head for the rest of the evening. Same here, though. Come on, get happy. The Partridge Family theme song. Up ahead of that, Who Needs Wings to Fly? Main theme from The Flying Nun. Both of those excellent television shows created... Well, they were... He was part of the creation process. He was the screenwriter for both of those shows. Bernard Slade passed away at 89. Radio obituary for him. Thank you for those television shows and for your talent in writing silly shows that kept people happy. All right, speaking of silly shows that kept people happy, let's say goodbye to Al Burton. He was a TV producer. He had a 6-decade career. Passed away at 91. He produced such shows as The Jeffersons, One Day at a Time, Different Strokes. And it could go on, but those are all some of my favorite shows growing up. Al Burton, say goodbye to him. Radio obituary, WMFO. Let's move on up to the east side.
Well, we're moving on.
Different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got
Did you know it takes different strokes to move the world? I certainly did. I watched that show religiously back in the 80s. Different Strokes theme song. Different Strokes, produced by Al Burton, passed away in 91. Up ahead of that, the theme song to One Day at a Time. Original main title, of course. And the Jeffersons theme song. You all watch the Jeffersons, right? I mean, everyone watched Jeffersons. It was fantastic. And of course, All in the Family. Those are my jams back in the day. All right. Rest in peace, Al Burton. Passed away at 91. TV producer. 6-decade career. Let's get back into it. Are you ready? Radio Obituary. I'm just going to press play on this. You all know who this is when I press play. Recently passed away. Age of 71. He was in a pretty well-known band. So let's see if you get it. Radio Obituary. Bubbles in the Think Tank.
said, run, 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 run. I said, run, riding through the night. Hey.
You were right. That was Paul Barrere. Little Feat. He is a songwriter, guitar player. He wrote that song, Roll On. Well, it's Feats Don't Fail Me Now is the name of that track. One of the songs that he wrote. Passed away at the age of 71. Excellent guitarist, excellent songwriter. He worked with so many people, including Taj Mahal. Robert Palmer was in there, Phil Lesh, and of course his time with Little Feat. I want to play another one celebrating Paul Barrere's life. Let's get back into it. I like this song. I think you will too. Goodbye to the one and only Paul Barrere. Passed away at 71. Guitarist, songwriter for Little Feat, amongst many other of his accomplishments. You just heard Time Loves a Hero, recorded in May 1977. And before that, again, Feats Don't Fail Me Now. It's live version I played for you off of the album Waiting for Columbus, also released 1977. You learn so much about a lot of people putting together Radio Obituary. You all know how much I do enjoy this, finding out about these incredible people's lives. I do like putting together the sets for the people who I was familiar with, like Paul Breer and Robert Evans. I wasn't familiar with the individuals behind the shows that I watched as a kid, but learning about them when you put this together is, you know, it's good. It's good for the soul. So you know where all your happiness came from and who created it. All these wonderful people. You learn so much. I know the people who have covered for this show know what I'm talking about. Speaking of musicians I was not really aware of until putting this show together, and I instantly became a fan listening to this musician's music. Walter Franco passed away at 74. He was a Brazilian singer and composer, and the track I'm going to play for you now is off of his album Revolver. I'm going to play the title track, and it was released in 1975. It was voted number 50 in Rolling Stone's list of top 100 Brazilian albums. There's a lot of great Brazilian albums, and this one made it to number 50. Radio Obituary for Walter Franco. Rolls in the Think Tank. Saying goodbye to Walter Franco, legendary Brazilian singer, songwriter, track called Zen right there from his 2001 album Tutano, and kicking it off with Revolver, the title track from his, I believe that album was released in 1975, and I am correct. All right. I think I have time for one more. Let's do one more. Another fantastic person behind the scenes, making all the magic happen, Ed Cherney, passed away at the age of 69. He was a Grammy-winning recording engineer and record producer. Man, he had quite a life. He won 5 Grammy Awards. Nominated for so many Grammy Awards. He worked with amazing artists, including the two that I'm going to play for you right now. He produced this album called Summertime. Willie Nelson sings Gershwin. I'm going to play it for you. This won a Grammy. Thanks to Ed Sheeran. Radio Obituary. Where did it go? Ah, there it is. Enjoy.
You say either, and I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off.
You like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, that might break my heart.
So if you like pajamas,
I do.
I like pajamas.
I don't.
I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas.
Gee.
For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Let's call the whole thing off.
Come on. I love you, Willie.
And I say laughter.
You say after, but I say after.
Laughter, laughter.
After, after.
Let's call the whole thing off. You say Havana, I say Havana.
You eat bananas, and I'll go bananas.
Havana,
Havana,
banana,
banana.
Let's call the whole thing off. Oysters, then I go for oysters.
Oh, what oysters? Cancel the oysters.
For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Let's call the whole thing again.
on again.
Ed Sheeran worked with so many amazing people, including Buddy Guy right there on that album. Blues singer, released in 2003, plays you a track called Crawlin' Kingsnake. And up ahead of that, let's call the whole thing off. Very silly song, Then and Now, and Even When, Willie Nelson and Cyndi Lauper sing it. That's from 2016, Summertime. Willie Nelson sings Gershwin. Rest in peace, Ed Sheeran. Thank you for all of your amazing work. That's Bubbles in the Think Tank, my friends. I had a blast being here with all of you out there in Radio Land with me. All the Bubbles faithful, you guys out there in the Facebook group, you're all the best. I love being here. This is my 12th time. I can't wait for my 13th. Belinda will be back next week, the queen herself. Thank you so much to her for allowing me to come in here and take care of all of you. I do enjoy putting this show together. I enjoy the themes I come up with and the radio obituaries, and I hope that you have as good a time as I do every time I'm in this chair. It was a pleasure being here with all of you. Thank you so much for everything, for your time. You know, the theme was about time, right? Set your clocks back, you silly kids. I'll see you guys when I see you. Have a great rest of your evening. I'm going to leave you with a song about goodnight. I'm going to say goodnight to you all with the Beatles, but not before I do this, because I do love this one so much.
So I'm a cat.
Bye, everybody.
And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Ryan D. signing off. Bubbles in the Think Tank. Ciao, kids.
Say good night, good night.
sweet dreams for me.
Sweet dreams for you.